of tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. This is the 2012 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, May the 26th, 2012. Frank Butler is the speaker of this service teaching on how to receive healing and deliverance.
Emmanuel, God is with us. You never leave or forsake us. You're with us always. Your anointing abides in us. Emmanuel, God is with us. You never leave or forsake us. You're with us always. Your anointing abides in us. Jesus, you are so wonderful. Jesus, you are so merciful. Jesus, you are all powerful. We worship you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. You never leave or forsake us. You're with us always. Your anointing abides in us. Emmanuel, God is with us. You never leave or forsake us. You're with us always. Your anointing abides in us. Come on, Jesus, you're so wonderful. Jesus, you are so wonderful, merciful. Jesus, you are so merciful, powerful. Jesus, you are all powerful. We worship you, Emmanuel. Tell it tonight. Jesus, you are so wonderful, merciful. Jesus, you are so merciful, powerful. Jesus, you are all powerful. We worship you, Emmanuel. Oh yeah. Emmanuel, God is with us. You'll never leave or forsake us. You're with us always. Your anointing abides in us. Emmanuel. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Lord, you are my strength and my shield. That's what King David said. Lord, you are my strength and my shield. Whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Lord, I'm strong in you. In the power of your might, I can do all things. Oh, yeah. Through Christ who strengthens me. Strength in my song. Lord, you are. You can sing if you like. My strength in my song. Whenever I'm weak. Whenever I'm weak. You keep me strong. You keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Lord, I'm strong in you. In the power of your might, I can do all things. To Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Jesus. The strength of my life, the strength of my life. Oh, yeah. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Whenever I'm weak, whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Lord, you are my strength and my song, my strength and my song. Lord, you are my strength and my song. Whenever I'm weak, whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. Come on, tell him, whenever I'm weak. Whenever I'm weak, you keep me strong. You are the strength of my life. When you're weary and your faith is wearing thin, you feel you can't make it, you're powerless within. Fix your eyes on Jesus, He will bring you through. Put your faith in Jesus, that's all you have to do. Faith can move the highest mountains, turn deserts into fountains. It can part the mighty waters of the deepest sea. Faith can make the broken heart mend, bring the rains from heaven. Faith can even change the course of history. Trouble comes and we can't help but be afraid. But fear can only be the lack of having faith. Keep believing, it won't get the best of you. Rest in God's promises, they will bring you through. Faith can move the highest mountains, turn deserts into fountains. It can part the mighty waters of the deepest sea. Faith can make the broken heart mend, bring the rains from heaven. Faith can even change the course of history. Come on, everyone, stand. Lift your hands to heaven tonight. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days, for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I sing praises to you, O Lord. Come on. I sing praises to you, O Lord, for you daily bear my burdens. For you daily bear my burdens. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Here we go. Blessed be the Blessed be the the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am resting beneath your wings. I am resting beneath your wings. I am under your shelter. I am under your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Lift your voices. Come on. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I sing praises to you, O Lord. I sing praises to you, O Lord. For you daily bear my burdens. For you daily bear my burdens. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Lift your hands and your voices. Come on. Blessed be the. Blessed be the. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the. I will bless. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, give him a shout of praise. He is worthy.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be alive, isn't it? It's almost as good as being dead. Well, you better believe what you believe. We're only passing through. Amen. Hallelujah. You better believe what the Bible says. For us to live is Christ. To die is gain. If you live 80 years, you live 960 months. That's how short your life is. We don't even live 1,000 months. The average lifespan for an American and an Australian is 80 years. Life is short. Eternity is long. So don't waste time, don't waste money, don't waste relationships, and get your act together real quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
If you came in the name of the Lord, you're blessed. Give me a wave if you're blessed. You're not cursed, you're blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great to be here tonight and share the word of the Lord with you. If you want some bad news, you could turn on Prime Slime and Fake Line. And Heli Vision, don't forget to visit the website, frankbutler.org. Everybody say the butler did it. It wasn't the maid, it wasn't the cook, it wasn't the chef, it wasn't the chauffeur. It was the butler. The butler did it. Hallelujah. And I've been doing it for 34 years. I'm going to do it till my heart stops until the trumpet sounds, whichever comes first. And nothing and no one is going to stop me. And many have tried. But you can't keep a good man down. They couldn't keep Jesus down, you know. Hallelujah. Put him in a tomb. Put a stone over the door. Put soldiers there to lock him in. Guess what? He came out. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why we're here tonight. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Let's turn tonight to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 15. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 15. I want to thank the camp management for inviting me to come and be here. Hallelujah. I was with a pastor a few weeks ago. And he said, after you came, 2 weeks later, I closed the church. I said, well, that's my ministry. Amen. He actually closed it down, moved to another location. Amen. I love the church. Jesus loves the church. He gave himself for it. That's what the Bible says. And God wants you to give your time, your money, your energy, your faith, your love, your compassion. You got a lot to give, every one of you, front row to back row. Hallelujah. Let's have a look at this tonight. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. And this is Jesus speaking, and he said, "For the heart of the people has grown dull, and their ears and their head, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, and hear with their ear, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, so that I should heal them." Amen. Jesus came, we talked about the other night, to destroy the works of the devil. And here Jesus says people have closed their heart and their eyes. And the Bible says Satan blinds the minds of those who do not believe. Amen. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit can a person be truly born again. It has to be the Spirit of God. Can't be a religion or a denomination or some preacher or some Christian. The work's done by the Holy Spirit. And it says here, Jesus says that they should be converted. That means to radically change from one belief to another. That's what conversion is. Some of you don't know my testimony. I used to be in the music business and appear to 50,000 plus people at rock concerts with artists like AC/DC, the Bee Gees, Little River Band, Fats Domino, Queen from England. That's not the Queen, that's the band Queen. Hallelujah. But I thought I was cool, but I was on my way to hell. And living like the devil. And one day, my car broke down in Sydney, Australia. So I hitched a ride to get to an appointment 10 minutes away. And a guy drives by twice as far as that back wall, reverses back. He puts the window down. He's a businessman. I'm a long-haired rock and roll star. Yes, I used to have long hair. Hallelujah. I used to wear an earring. Amen. I used to wear gold boots up to there with a 4-inch... What are you laughing at? I used to wear those gold boots with a 4-inch heel, with platforms, with my name down the side. I was kooky. I was wrapped up in myself and drugs and alcohol and witchcraft, a lot of other rubbish. And this guy picks me up. I get in the car. I said, "I'm going to the junction. It's 10 minutes away." I got in the car, he said, "Hey, my name's Jim." He said, "What's yours?" I said, "Frank." He said, "I picked you up for a reason." He said, "I want to tell you God loves you." He said, "I want to tell you God has a plan for your life." He said, "I want to tell you that God still works miracles today." I'm sitting there cussing under my breath. I used to curse the name of Jesus. Now I'm preaching it. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. I was with him for 10 minutes. As a result of that encounter, you can read the whole thing on the website. I got saved, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've never been the same since. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Amen. And folks, God wants you to be converted, to be radically changed in your thinking, in your speaking, and in your actions. Amen. And it says after it, after you radically change, after you're converted, Jesus said they should be converted, so I should heal them. Look, God hates sin, God hates death. But let me tell you something. God hates sickness because sickness is the origin of death. You get sick, you get worse, you maybe end up in intensive care, and you're 6 foot under. I never liked the idea of this wonderful, handsome, muscular body being 6 foot under in a box with a bunch of worms and a bunch of dirt. As a matter of fact, when I die, don't mourn, don't weep, get a lot of food, a lot of good drink, get a lot of worship and praise, and have a great time, because I won't be there. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Give me a big amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God hates sickness. Listen, Jesus and the early church in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John and the book of Acts, they did a lot more healing and deliverance than they did forgiven sins. Now, I'm not against having altar calls for people to give their lives to Christ or anything like that. I do it in all of my meetings. But folks, every one of you here, many of you are here to get healing and deliverance. And you know many, many people who are suffering in their emotions and they're suffering in their body. They're suffering in their relationships. They're suffering in their finances. And folks, the only solution in these times is Jesus Christ. It's not a new president. It's not another political party. No, no, no. It should be the church of Jesus Christ. The head is going to come back one day. He's the head of the church. The head's not sick. The head's not depressed. The head doesn't live in poverty, want and need. The head doesn't know which way to go. When he comes back for his church, he's looking for people who are going to match the head. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Now, I've got to talk to you tonight about how to receive healing and deliverance and to stay healthy. Cover the whole night, the whole thing. The first thing is you've got to be converted. You've got to completely submit yourself to God. That word submit is not a dirty word. It means to willingly, lovingly, unconditionally surrender yourself to another. That's what you do in a marriage. That's what you do when you get married. You willingly, lovingly, unconditionally surrender yourself to another. But see, everybody wants to control everything today. Amen. That won't work. So what you got to do, next thing you got to do, believe Jesus died on the cross to forgive your sins and heal you. The Bible says He Himself carried our sins. Everybody say carried. In His body on the tree, on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. Righteousness means right living, clean living, doing what's right. You know, God said many times throughout the Bible, just do what's right. Just do what's right. Christianity is not rocket science. The simplest of people can believe it and get saved. I have little kids, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, up to 9. I had a lady once, 99 years old, give her life to Christ in a meeting. She never heard what you're hearing tonight. I've had people in their 80s and 90s who wept. They've given their lives to Christ in my meetings, and they said, I wish I had known Jesus when I was a young person. You want to thank God tonight, you're in a place and hearing the Word of God, you young people. Hallelujah. But here it says He carried our sins. You know, guess what it says in Matthew? He carried our sicknesses. It's exactly the same word. In the King James, it says He did bear our sins. And in the King James and Matthew, it says He did bear our sicknesses. The word bear means to carry on behalf of another. He carried all your hopelessness and wickedness and filth and uncleanness. He carried your oppression, depression, stress, tension, anxiety, worry, all the things in your flesh and your blood and your bones and your internal organs. All those negative things, He carried them so you don't have to carry them. Amen. That's what a Savior does. If you're drowning, a Savior dives into the water and saves you. Amen. Put your hand up if you're a parent. If you're a parent, put your hand up. You would do anything and everything to bring healing and health and prosperity to your children and a higher standard of living, the highest standard of living. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. Amen. That's why He sent Jesus, to lift us up, not to put us down. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. You've got to believe God loves you. Amen. You've got to start there. You must believe God loves you. Not the person next to you, behind you, in front of you. He loves you. And He's interested in every detail of your life. When God created Adam and Eve, He didn't put them in a desert. He put them in a garden with everything they needed. Can you imagine what the world would be like today if Adam and Eve said, no, devil, we're going to believe what God said. Get out of this garden. There'd be no sin, no sickness, no death. We'd be traveling throughout the universes. Hallelujah. I used to like watching Superman, George Reeves, with that big S on his jacket flying around. Hallelujah. I can't wait to fly. Amen. Traveling throughout all of God's creation. What a great thing. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. You must believe that healing and deliverance is God's will. Jesus said to a leper, I will heal you. Be clean. Jesus said to a centurion soldier, Roman officer, I will come to your house and heal your servant. Twice in one chapter, God says, I will heal. Some people, denominations, oh, I don't know, it's God's will to heal. I don't know what's... He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord, and He does not change. We don't need a God 2,000 years ago. We don't need Jesus when we die, because the Bible says when we see Him, we'll be changed to be like Him. But we need Him right now, this split second in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Now, some people don't want to be healed physically or emotionally because they get more attention when they're sick and oppressed. It's true. I met them. They love to talk about their bills, their ills, and their pills. How are you today? Oh, well, I got a new doctor, and the new doctor gave me this prescription, and I've still got this, and I've still got that. Have a nice day. I'm talking about Christians. Others like to live in self-pity. Poor old me. Drop the rubbish at the cross and get on with living. Others are hypochondriacs. If there's some new disease, they think they've got it. I like Patty. She laughs at my jokes. It's true. Hallelujah. Amen. Folks, life is a battle. Wake up. If you just stand there, let the devil walk all over you, you're stuck with it. You know what I found? I've been an evangelist 34 years. I've seen hundreds of thousands of people come to Christ, and some I see over again, like especially churches where I live. And here's the thing. One family will come into a church and the whole family will get saved. And they take off like a rocket. They get filled with the Holy Ghost. They start to get blessed. They have a joy. They have an unstoppable faith. Another family will come in. 10 years later, they're still struggling with the things of God. Why is that? Look at me and listen real closely. Personal choice. You can't blame the devil for everything. God will give you the victory, but you've got to get in the fight. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Wage a good warfare. Blessed be God. When possible, find the cause of the sickness and oppression or possession and remove it. The Bible reveals many causes of physical sickness, emotional sickness, and premature death. When the cause is removed, healing and deliverance will follow. So you've got cause and effect. I'm the cause, I throw it up, there's the effect, up goes the bottle, it comes down again. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Here are some of the possible causes. Personal sins. The very first case of sickness in the Bible was because of sin. Abraham lied about his wife. He said he was afraid of a king. So he said, she's not my wife, she's my sister. And the whole nation was struck with a plague. Abraham repented and the whole nation was healed. Some people never learn. People go to meeting after meeting, camp after camp. They hear the word of God. They hear the things of God, but they don't apply them. Abraham did the same thing again, sometime later. There's hope for us, isn't there? He's the great father of faith. There's hope for us. Hallelujah. Personal sin in your thinking, in your speaking, in your actions towards somebody else is the major cause of physical and emotional sickness. Other people's sins can make you sick and oppress you. They have found that secondhand cigarette smoke has more cancer in it than the cigarette itself. All those flight attendants here in America and around the world developed cancers. They were locked up 30,000 feet up in a tube and they used to have smoking on the flights. Good gracious. And you're breathing that in, they all got cancers, many of them. Other people's sin. After 9/11, a lot of your firefighters, policemen and people who lived in the area developed all sorts of horrible diseases because of their wickedness. Those terrorists. Other people's sin can make you sick. All the way through the Bible we see it. Sin is contagious. That's why you want to stand with godly, righteous, holy, pure people. Like breeds like. The Bible says bad company destroys good morals. Unforgiveness. You've got to forgive others, forgive yourself, and trust God to forgive you. As I said, drop the rubbish at the cross. I get tired of meeting Christians. Oh, 10 years ago, she said, he said, they hurt me. 15, 20 years ago, I did. Oh, drop the rubbish at the cross, put it under the blood, and go forward in life. There was a woman in New York City. A man broke into her apartment, beat her, raped her, did horrible stuff to her, shot her in the head, left her to die. She lived. She lost her sight. She went to the they caught the guy, and she went to the trial. And as she's coming out, the media, you know how they are, they stick all the microphones in your face. And this is what they asked her. They said, how do you feel about this man who beat you and raped you and sexually abused you and then shot you in the head and left you for dead and caused your blindness? Listen to what she said. She said, I am not going to give one more second of my life to that man. As you think in your heart, so you are. Other causes, witchcraft and occult practices. You watch unclean stuff with blasphemy and cursing, all these stupid reality shows. They're not reality. They set up lighting and all that stuff. And they say, oh, that didn't work, let's reshoot it. It's not a reality. Everybody thinks it's made in real time. No, it's not. They're devilish. Cussing and beating. Well, I just see the previews. And people watch this trash today. Garbage in, garbage out. Satan, unclean spirits, can put sickness on you. drugs, alcohol, sexual sins, smoking can cause sickness in you. Stress-related diseases such as bitterness, hate, worry, tension, stress, anxiety, anger, and fear. There's a spirit of fear being unleashed on the earth. People are afraid of the future, afraid of diseases. We have mad cow disease, West Nile virus, AIDS, SARS, birdie flu, piggy flu 1, and they're telling us piggy flu 2 is on the way. Oink, oink. Accidents. There's several accidents in the Bible that cause sickness and premature death. You do. There was one guy on one of those video shows, you know, America's videos. He had a bicycle and he wanted to get up to the second floor of a building in LA. So he gets a car to pull him, they build this ramp, and they're all videoing it, these tough guys, you know. Bicycle. He gets on the bicycle, they tie a rope to it, he's got a release. He races down the road, he goes up the ramp, and instead of getting on the roof, he hits the wall and falls down, meshed up in the bicycle. And they interview him. And you hear this many times on these shows, people bungee jump, having accidents and doing stupid things. Well, why did you do that? Oh, I like the adrenaline rush. What a fool. You do stupid stuff with your body, you're going to reap what you sow. Play it safe. Unbelief. Unbelief in God. You've got to believe in God, His Word, and His miracle work and power to be truly saved. Unbelief is faith in reverse. Jesus cursed and rebuked unbelief. He always blesses faith. Now here's one a lot of Christians don't know about. This causes sickness and can allow Satan to have access to you. Taking communion unworthily. Paul said, let one, this is read at many communion services, but it goes over a lot of people's heads. Let a person examine themselves and let them eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to themselves, not discerning, that's not understanding the Lord's body. That is why many are weak and sick among you and many have died prematurely. You better be real careful when you take communion. You better make sure you are clean and washed in the blood before you partake of that communion. Here's another one, all the way through the Bible. Cause of sickness and oppression and darkness and curses, misuse of the tongue. About 10 times in the Old Testament, Israel, when they're out in the wilderness, was struck with plagues because they spoke against God and they spoke against God's leaders. Look at me and listen. The Bible says the person who controls their tongue saves their life from trouble. Wow. You got 2 ears, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, and you got 1 tongue fenced by teeth. Every now and then you need to bite your tongue and shut up. The Bible says from the fruit of your lips you will enjoy good. The Bible says pleasant words are health to your bones. You got any bones in your body? The Bible says the tongue of the wise promotes health. The Bible says the power of death and life is in the tongue. Poverty, prosperity, good and evil, success and failure are in the tongue. Does anybody here talk to themselves? My best conversations are with me. I always agree. You better believe what you say. You know what Jesus said? Whosoever will say and believe what they say will come to pass. They'll have whatever they say. People ask me all the time, are you a name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, confess it and possess it, Christian? Absolutely. Whoa. Everything you do in life starts in your heart, comes out of your mouth. Guard your heart with all care. Out of it flow the issues of life. Jesus said, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. You could sum people up in a few minutes by looking at their face. Bible says a happy heart gives you a happy face. And by listening to what they say. This little thing's a giveaway. Blasphemy, cursing, criticism, gossip, slander, evil, darkness, oppression, hopelessness, fear. You can hear it out of people's voice. You've got to get God's word in your mouth. If you really want to get healed and you really want to get delivered, get God's word in you. I don't like meet Christians and you can see they're sick. You say, what's going on? Oh, I'm not feeling well. The doctor said, and I went down there and I booked in for surgery. And then you meet other Christians. What happened? You know, something going on, not real well. Yeah, well, I went to the doctor. He said, I've got this. I had to get some medication. I booked in for surgery. But by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Get God's word in your mouth, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. If the cause remains unclear, the sick person must continue to pray, believe, and seek God for healing and deliverance. Next, regularly attend a church that believes in the healing power of the gospel. Now, I never used to say this, but I've been saying it in the last few years. Don't go to a dead church that does not believe in miracles. Like breeds like. You need to go to a church where you're going to be lifted up and you can lift up the other people and bless the pastor and the congregation. Let us not give up meeting together, Paul said, as some have done. But let us encourage one another, all the more as we see the day approaching. If one is too sick, if you're too sick or a loved one or a friend is too sick to get to church, contact the church and have them send a prayer cloth. Or ask them to come over. See, God puts the responsibility on you to get healed. God says to you, Christian, call, that is, summon the leaders of the church. Pastors tell me all the time, some of their best members, elders and people who have been in the church, will get sick, they get worse, they're in intensive care. No one calls the pastor. I don't get it. Folks, when the battle's on, call in the troops. Next, take care of your health because no one else will. Pay attention. This is very important. Overwork, lack of proper rest, overeating, poor diet will kill you before your time. The Christian church, Christians eat the worst food I've ever seen. Fatty, greasy, salty, sugary, preservative-filled, artificial-filled, hormone-filled, steroid-filled junk. The United States has the greatest healthcare system in the world, but the United States is one of the sickest nations on the face of the earth. There was a program on PBS. Yes, I do watch PBS from time to time. And the title of the show, it was a two-hour program, I've seen it twice, was "The American Diet is the Number One Killer in the Nation." What did Satan use to trap Adam and Eve? Food. Jesus said, in the end times, don't let your hearts be overburdened with overeating. See, in Jesus' day, they didn't have fried chicken, pizza, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Poison, I call it, cocaine cola. I'm not getting a big amen on this one. You're gone quiet on me. Paul said, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. Now here it is, folks, listen. God is interested in what you eat. God said to Adam, this is what you eat. I'm not going to go into this deep into detail. You know who's healthy today? I said to somebody today, I was talking to. Hippies. They're all the health food freaks. There's nothing wrong with eating meat. I eat meat. But don't stuff yourself with it at every meal. God told us to roast the meat. Get the fat and the blood off it. He knows what's best. After they give you heart surgery, they say eat lean meat. You know who else is healthy? Muslims. Muslims are eating almost what Abraham ate. Tabbouleh salad, hummus, falafel. Many of you people know what this is? Baba ganoush. I'm getting hungry. Kebabs, they roast it. Amen. They don't make any. It's lentil soup. You know that pulse that Daniel ate? That was a lentil stew. That's what Jack LaLanne, that was Jack LaLanne's favorite meal. He lived to be 90 in good health. My wife makes that. Lentils, onions, a little bit of brown rice, organic carrots, organic onions, organic celery. And it makes your hair grow. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which belong to God. Amen. See, once again, you've got to take responsibility for your health. What do Christians do? They wait till they get sick. Then they go to a doctor. Then they take a medication. And then they might come out on an altar call. Prevention is better than cure. There's a lot of good books you could buy at Christian bookstores about healing and health and all that stuff that I'm touching on tonight. Next, to receive healing and deliverance, I've already mentioned it, but you must have faith in God, His promises, and His power to heal. Personal faith gets personal results. On Judgment Day, when you stand before Jesus, you're going to have no denomination and no Christian or preacher standing with you, holding you up. You are going to give an account for your life. Listen to what Jesus said to several people. He said to the centurion whose paralyzed servant was healed, "As you have believed, so let it be done for you." He said to the two blind men that he healed, "According to your faith, let it be done unto you." He said to the woman who was demon-possessed, or his daughter was demon-possessed, beg your pardon, and he healed her. "Great is your faith," he said to the mother, "let it be done for you even as you will." What are you willing for tonight? See, God's willing if you're willing. Jesus said, if you live in me and my words live in you, you will ask what you will and it'll be done for you. Jesus said to the woman suffering from 12 years of bleeding, "Your faith has made you whole." Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, "Your faith has made you whole." He didn't say, "Oh, my anointing, because I'm the Son of God, has made..." No. He said, "Your believing, your trust, your confidence, your boldness has made you whole." Jesus said to a leper, 1 of 10, "Your faith has made you whole." Jesus said to a blind man whom he healed, "Receive your sight, your faith has saved you." The only thing that's going to get you through this life and out into eternity is faith in Jesus, His Word, and His miracle work and power. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. You got to do everything you can to be healed. If sickness comes your way, when necessary, visit a doctor, take medicine, or have surgery. But trust God through it all to heal you. Remember, doctors treat people, Jesus heals people. Doctors can't heal today. They have no power to heal. Yet we put absolute faith in them. We treat them like God and we exalt them. God says, "I'm the Lord that heals you, who heals all your diseases." You are to trust God first whenever possible and man second. That is, you're to trust God first, seek first the kingdom of God. King David said, "Early will I seek thee." Hallelujah. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and depends on flesh for his strength. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. There were two people in the Bible who went to doctors. One was a king in the Old Testament. King Asa got a disease in his feet and he died. He did not seek the Lord, but the doctors, and he died. And there was the other case in the New Testament, the woman who bled for 12 years. She could not find any help. It says in Luke's account, no doctor could heal her. Doctors could not heal in Jesus' day, and doctors can't heal today. You put God first. See, you go to Africa. They don't have doctors, medication, surgery. They don't have hardly clothes. They don't even have hardly containers for food and water. What nation did you go to?
South Africa.
And you've seen the poor people? Yeah, they've got nothing. They stack stuff on their heads. They walk for days to hear the gospel. When they hear about a healing Jesus, guess what? They're there. You'll have a couple of 100,000 people in one meeting. And you'll pray for the sick and the Holy Ghost will just sweep over them all, heal them. Diseases fall off. Eyes appear where there are no sockets. Limbs grow out. Ears open. Terrorists and witch doctors come to the services to do harm and they get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Give the Lord a victory shout tonight. Hallelujah. See, we've got this gooey, pasty, backboneless, fearful Christianity today. We need some men and women with a bit of guts and a bit of courage and some people who are going to get in the fight, say, "No more, it stops tonight." Come on, lift your hands if that's you. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. You are to apply God's ways of healing first whenever possible. Next, listen to this, folks. Praise and worship God for your healing. That sounds good. Most Christians worship and praise God after they get their healing. But there are several people in the Bible who worship God before they got their miracle. Hallelujah. Listen. Jairus, that was an influential, he was a synagogue official. His 13-year-old daughter was at the point of death. He comes to Jesus and he worshiped Jesus. He put faith in the laying on of hands. He said, "Come and lay your hands on my daughter." He put faith in prayer. "Come and pray for her." He had faith in the resurrection. She was at the point of death. But he worshipped Jesus. Oh, I love to see people worshiping God. You know, I often see people who are worshiping God, they get their miracles the fastest. Satan is allergic to worship and praise. God lives in the praises of His people. The demon-possessed girl's mother worshipped Jesus before her daughter was delivered. King David said, "I will yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, Lord, and I will be saved, for You are my praise." Amen. Next, testify and remain optimistic that God will heal you and deliver you. The woman who suffered for 12 years, she had that bleeding for 12 years before she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She said, "If I could only touch His clothes, I will be healed." That's optimism. There's a lady on the website. She was in late 30s. She had several children. Sister Daphne. She had massive migraines. She was losing her vision and dizziness and the whole bit. She went down to the big medical center in Houston, one of the best in the world. They didn't even have a name for it. And they said, just go home. Nothing we could do. And she says in a testimony, you can read it on the website, she said, "I went all over town, I told everybody I met that next week when Frank came to our church," she said, "I will be healed." How many people do that? Not many. Amen. So she had a miracle in her mouth. What do you got in your mouth? Amen. That's like this lady, "When I touch Jesus, I'll be whole." Amen. And this Daphne did the same thing. Sure enough, Sunday morning, I didn't know any of this. Sunday morning came, I was there, and she was just on the altar service. I laid hands on her, the power of God came on her. She was healed instantly. See, faith calls the things that are not as though they were. Amen. Everything about Christianity is calling God's power from the invisible realm into the visible realm and getting results. Amen. You got to be optimistic. Next. Surrender everything to God. Cast all of your care on Him. Amen. We are not designed to carry the burdens of life, physically or emotionally. Cast all your care on Him. I love that scripture. He cares for you. In the Old Testament, King David said, "Cast your burdens on the Lord. The Lord will sustain you." Amen. Next, have faith that God will keep you healthy always. Now, we talked about sickness and deliverance. But guess what? God gave us a covenant, not only of healing, but of health. And here it is. God said, "I'll take sickness out of the midst of you." That's health. God said, "None of the diseases that came on the Egyptians will come on you." That's health. See, when you got health, you don't need healing. See, I don't believe in sickness. I don't believe in the flu. I told the flu to fly away when I got saved. I don't believe in the common cold. Because the book of Jude says, "I have common salvation. It might be common to you, but it's not common to me." Amen. Hallelujah. Every winter we're programmed to be sick. Every winter the cold and flu demons come out. Would you like me to anoint you with this now? Hallelujah. You turn on the stupid Helivision, bam, 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 there are the cold and flu ads. Give me a break. I don't believe in allergies. Allergies are allergic to the blood of Jesus. Yeah. If we can't beat the flu, and if we can't beat allergies, we're in real bad shape. Yeah. I shared with you the other night, Jesus raised dead people, and He healed Peter's mother-in-law who had a fever, the flu. He healed leprosy, blindness, deafness, paralysis, all other things. Nothing too hard for God. Yeah. Amen. Pay attention to God's Word daily by giving Him your very best. Guess what it says in the Bible? Pay attention to My words, for they are life to those that find them and health to their whole body. Many people don't pay attention. See, Jesus said a lot of frightening things, and one of them was this. He said, "People have ears to hear, but they don't listen." Some people just go to meeting after meeting, as I mentioned earlier. They hear the Word of God, keep coming back to this camp year after year. Nothing changes. Why? Personal choice. Unless you're totally demon-possessed and in a straitjacket, you have free will. And you need to exercise your will and not try and live off a preacher's faith and not try and be a chronic counselee. Come into the camp, poor old me. Tell the devil to go to hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus said that. You are to have faith that God will keep you healthy always. I will take sickness from the midst of you. No evil will come to you. No disease will come near your dwelling. I love that. I give that to people all the time. Go home tonight. When you get to your house, or you're staying at the camp, or when you get to your house, lay hands on your house. Say, this house is off limits to all sickness. This is a sick-free zone. We cover this house with the blood of Jesus. See, Moses had the blood of lambs on the doorpost. We have the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, over our lives. Hallelujah. A little bit of faith, a little bit of action goes a long, long way. When the devil comes down my street, he crosses over to the other side of the road and sneaks around. Amen. The blood's more powerful. Didn't we sing it tonight? We're going to sing it later. The sword of power, there's sometimes power, there's sometimes power. Power in the blood. Occasionally there's power. Power. No, there's power in the blood.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be God. If you want to be healthy, you want to get delivered, you want to live in good health, be happy. I'm tired of looking at depressed, worried, stressed out, miserable, prune-faced Christians with no joy. Hallelujah. The Bible says a cheerful heart is good medicine. That's a cure or a remedy. But a crushed spirit dries the bones. You could see sin and oppression and darkness in people's faces. Hallelujah. Folks, when people see you, they should see Jesus. Amen. A happy heart makes the face cheerful. I mentioned it earlier. But heartache crushes the spirit. Here's one of my favorite scriptures. Here it comes. The person who has a happy heart has a continual feast. So stop snacking. Oh, I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. Yes, I go to that camp once a year. Hallelujah. I go to that church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lighten up. If you want something good to laugh at, go home tonight, look in the mirror, have a good laugh. Because you're stuck with you for eternity. Everybody's trying to get all the face done, hair, what they call it, mats, and they try and go to the gym and even eating the right food, that's good. A little bit of exercise, that's good. Everybody's working on the body. Very few are working on the soul and the spirit. It's the spirit that gives life. Hallelujah. The outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. He renews your youth. Good old John Osteen, Joel Osteen's father, preached up to right before a few days before he died. Hallelujah. Kenneth Hagin the same. Hallelujah. Other great men of God. I had a pastor friend in Flagstaff, Arizona. He was got up behind the pulpit. He jumped up on the pulpit. He said, hallelujah. And he dropped down dead. What a way to go on the job. Hallelujah. They're found. Do you know who gets miracles and answers to prayers the fastest? In America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Europe, where I preach, women and children. You know why? Because women and children aren't afraid to show their emotions. But the American man, Australian man, the Western, I don't want to walk down the front, I don't want to weep, I don't want to shake, I don't want to fall down. What do you want? See, women and children. But you go to Africa, Asia, South America, everyone just receives miracles and answers to prayers. You know why? Simple faith. Well, I think God's saying, but I'm not sure. If only I... Yeah, well, the Lord said, I'm a bit confused. Good gracious. I say to a lot of Christians, we should send every Christian to a poor country on a mission trip. You'll learn a lot. We've got a brother here from Haiti, right? Our brother down there from Haiti. We should send everybody here over to Haiti for a month. It'll change your life. If you've never been on a mission trip like that, go on one. It's transforming. Who's been on a mission trip? You know what I'm talking about. Just breaks your heart. People have nothing. But they have Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. They have found children in terminal wards. Many get healed. Because kids just have a joy. I've been into terminal wards with kids. They're running around having fun. And they've got a death sentence over their life. What did Jesus say? He said, unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. We've got too many stuffy, boring, dull, starchy, lifeless, humorless, prune-faced Christians in the church. They have found that people who watch comedies have better health. When you laugh, positive chemicals are released in your body. I collect good, clean comedies. I love comedies. They make me happy. Hallelujah. I love Lucy. I like the Beverly Hillbillies. Now it's time to say goodbye from Hamilton Camp and all our kin. We would like to thank you all kindly dropping. You all invited next camp to this locality to have a heap and helping up. Hospitality. Don't take your shoes off, your feet smell. Hallelujah. I like Maxwell Smart. And 99. Well, Max, 99. Amen. Amen. Get some comedies. Buy some. Have a laugh. Don't watch the ones today. I haven't seen a... the last comedy I bought recently was in the early 90s. They're all filth and cussing and blasphemy and sex and all the other rubbish. Get some Abbott and Costello. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your spirits up. Instead of, oh, poor old me. Lift your spirits up. God sits in the heavens and laughs. Shouldn't we laugh on the earth? Folks, the world's getting worse out there. The only thing the world has ever learned from history is nothing. It's learned nothing from history. The world's in a worse shape than it's ever been in. And if ever there was a time we needed joy, the joy of the Lord makes you miserable. The joy of the Lord makes you powerless. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord occasionally. Rejoice in the Lord when things are going right. What does it say? Always. Always is right now. Look at the person either side of you. Show them some teeth. Come on. Smile. Show them some teeth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get those muscles moving. Get those muscles moving. Amen. My wife and others say, you're like a big kid. I say, good, I'm fulfilling Scripture. I'm 29 years old. It's a sin to lie, isn't it? But leave it on the video anyway. Amen. Folks, God wants you to be happy. He doesn't want you to be oppressed, sick. He doesn't want you to struggle through life. He wants you to depend on Him. Amen. Stay humble before God and others. If my people will humble themselves, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Stay humble all you stumble. I never liked pride. I hated it before I was a Christian. I used to write for a rock magazine as well in Australia. And I interviewed Ray Charles, Wayne Newton, the Monkees, the Kinks, all those bands from that era. Animals, Led Zeppelin, blah, blah, blah. And so many of them were filled with themselves. Roy Orbison, he was a great guy. You could sit down and talk to Roy Orbison just like the Monkees were great guys. They were just real. You just sit down and talk to them, and they weren't big shots full of them. I'm a big shot rock star. I'm it, you know, full of myself. And I hated pride then. I saw some of these people I used to worship until I met them. And God hates pride. That's what caused Satan's fall. Humble yourself before. Get before God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my stinking thinking, for my negative confessions, for all the stupid things I think, say, and do. You want to receive healing and deliverance? Give some healing and deliverance away to others. Miracles follow those who believe. Jesus said they will cast out devils, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. The happiest Christians I've met are those who are serving Christ, not those who know Christ. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Giving is better than receiving. So many Christians are on the take. As I said earlier, give your love and compassion. Visit the sick, visit the elderly. Visit those in prison. Lift up people in your church who need encouragement. You watch what happens in your own life. The old saying, you can't outgive God, and it's true. And a lot of people get healed and delivered when they start loving on others. I never cared about anyone till I got saved. I just cared about me. God put a love and a compassion and a mercy in my heart. Stay in a close relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Once again, it's up to you. It's your choice. See, too many Christians want the preacher, the TV preacher, or somebody at the camp to jump in their body and live their Christian life for them. draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. It's like any other relationship. If you've moved next door to a house in Houston, Texas, and you say, Frank and Vicky, would you like to come over for dinner? Yeah, sure, sometime. And 5 years later, would you like to come over for dinner? No. You're never going to build a relationship. It's the same with God. You've got to make a decision. Lord, I'm going to draw near to you, and nothing and no one's going to drive me away. Seek the Lord, and He will be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked abandon their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts, and return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on you, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but by me. Lastly, don't ever stop believing for healing and deliverance. I was in Dallas years ago as a boy in a wheelchair. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, he came out the front, he tried to get out of the wheelchair, he fell back in it. They extended the meetings for one more night, and that was the night he walked. You get to every service, you sit under the worship, you sit under the preaching and teaching of the Word, you put faith in Jesus Christ, He will heal and deliver you. Jesus said, pray always and don't quit. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. A profession is an act of openly declaring or publicly claiming a belief. It's not confession. Confession is repent of your sins. You confess something. Profession is stating, hallelujah, I am saved, I'm going to be healed. If you're not healed, I'm going to be delivered. I'm going to be prospered. God has a plan for me. God will reveal to me. It's putting faith in your mouth. If you want to have a great profession tonight, to the Lord, jump to your feet right now. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Come on. Pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you for your word tonight. I've heard the truth, and the truth will set me free. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love me, you care about me. You want to heal me, deliver me. You want me to live in health. You want me to prosper. The more stuff I have, the more money I have, the more I can give away, the more I can invest in the kingdom. Lord, forgive me for my stupidity, my pathetic excuses, my self-pity, my being a hypochondriac, being stressed out, being worried, being fearful. Lord, tonight, I reject those things. My heart is filled with faith. And this is going to be a turning point in my life. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Get behind me, Satan. Tonight, I put everything under the blood. At the cross of Calvary. And the blood of Jesus Christ has enough power to heal me and deliver me and make me completely whole. Lord, use me for your glory. When I speak, things will happen. When I pray for people, things will happen. And Lord, I'm going to rejoice every step of the way. Lord, I love you with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole strength, and all of my substance. And I'm going to help you, Jesus. Build the church every step of the way. And you're going to get glory and praise in this life and throughout eternity. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I love you, Lord. Give Him a victory shout. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know that song, you're great, you're more than so great, you do. The song, you are great, you do miracles so great. You don't, we'll do another one. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That'll do. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Was that good news or bad news? No, 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 no. It was excellent news. It was outstanding news. Is God good? No, no, no. He's very good. He's very, 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 very good. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Come on. I am the Lord that healeth thee. We've got a couple of singers. Quickly. Where's my sister? Back there. Couple of singers. Quick, run. Run, run, run. Quick. Hurry, run. That's not running, that's walking. Not bad for a 21-year-old. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. She's a good girl. She's got a great spirit. Hallelujah. Must be the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, lift your hands. Sing it tonight. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Hallelujah. Sent my word these. I am the Lord, your healer. Come on, lift your hands if you love Jesus tonight. Oh yes, Lord, we love you tonight, Lord. You come and help me tonight. Hallelujah. Come here. Come here. Quick. Come here tonight. Hallelujah. Just stand behind her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God's already all over you. You sickness, go! Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Power of God is here tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ora bara ishara ra 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 ra. Ora bara kishara ra 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 ra. We love you tonight, Lord. Ora bari ashara ra ra bari bari. Okay, if you have an ache or pain in your body, you're on medication, you're scheduled for surgery, run down the front, quick, hurry, hurry, come on, help her out here, come on, quickly. Stay with him. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Say, sickness, go. Go! In Jesus' name. Let it go, brother. Let it go. Hallelujah. Come on, if you're on medication, if you've got an ache or a pain, if you've got a disability, you come. Quickly. Just help him get through there. Move that chair. Hallelujah. Sister Carly, you come. Come here. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.